The Lord corrects everyone he loves. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Have you ever wondered why, as a true believer, you have to go through so much pain and difficulties? Often it seems that those who do not ask at all for God, who live their own way, they seem to have a good life or even get rewarded. While as God-fearing people, yet treated worse than that. So it seems we are punished. Maybe we can imagine it is similar as parents in a household have a son and or a daughter and a maid. They may strictly educate and sometimes even beat their son or daughter, their child, but they may not beat the maid. And at the same time, while it seems they are more strict to the child, yet they build up a treasure and an inheritance for them. In the same way, God will not punish the wicked and the evil people as long as they live, but they will be thrown out of the house sooner or later. They will not enter his kingdom and not have the inheritance. God loves his children and lets them go through difficulties in this world, or sometimes even it looks as if be tortured. The ungodly seem to go through generous times, but yet God has his own way. We can read in Hebrews 12, verses 5 to 11, "My child, pay attention when the Lord corrects you, and do not be discouraged when he rebukes you, because the Lord corrects everyone he loves. He punishes everyone he accepts as a child. Endure what you suffer as being a father's punishment. Your suffering shows that God is treating you as his children. Was there ever a child who was not punished by his father? If you are not punished, as all his children are, it means you are not real children, but bastards. In the case of our human fathers, they punished us and we respected them. How much more then should we submit to our spiritual father and live? Our human fathers punished us for a short time, as it seemed right to them. But God does it for our own good, so that we may share his holiness. When we are punished, it seems to us at the time something to make us sad, not glad. Later, however, those who have been disciplined by such punishment reap the peaceful reward of a righteous life." Lord, we thank you for your love, and we pray that you give us patience and understanding, that we understand that you do not want to punish us forever, but you want to educate us. Thank you for your love, and thank you that despite all we have done wrong, you still love us, you still care for us, you still educate us, and you want to bring us into your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.